what we have here at Eagle Radio is the podcast directory, which is a it's a whole part of our website which is just for podcasts. And the reason that it came about was about halfway through last year, we were trying to figure out different ways of getting more people to the website, doing different stuff that wasn't going to take up our time on air, because we have obviously a very limited amount of time that we can actually use on the air. So things like the live sessions, which we do, which gets 5 minutes on a Sunday night. A lot of people are interested in the local music scene, but aren't listening at that time of night. So we wanted to do a podcast. And from that, I thought to myself, there's many other sort of not niche markets as such, but loads of different things that we can be doing. And it sort of snowballed into what is now the podcast directory, which has hundreds of podcasts on it. Hello and welcome to the brand new Eagle Radio Live Sessions podcast. I'm Stuart Proven, and every month we're going to be taking you through all the best live unsigned acts.
Looking at the stats from couple of days ago, I think. We started doing it at the start of September, and until now we've just got over the 75,000 mark of listeners. And that's through people listening on the website, listening through iTunes, downloading as well, and subscribing. It's going pretty well, I think.
Hello and welcome to the Screen Talk podcast.
I mean, we want to build on it. It's definitely the way that radio is going. I mean, obviously radio is always going to be around in a live format, but a lot more people are listening to stuff online, wanting to just pick what they want and listen to it straight away, something that live radio doesn't give you because you have to listen to what's going out at the time. And obviously things like iPlayer and iTunes is allowing more people to do it that way. So we're already building on what we have through sports and entertainments and celebrity interviews and music and all information, all the different podcasts that we do. And what we want to build from there is getting obviously more different podcasts on, and also working with companies to produce podcasts for them to commercialize it a bit, making sure that we still get the revenue in to be able to make the entertainment podcasts. Not many other radio stations are doing what we're doing at the moment. We're sort of pretty much at the forefront of podcasting at the moment, pretty much in the country. I mean, the only other radio station that makes podcasts the way we make podcasts, as in they're literally not on the air, they're not just clips of the shows, they're actual production pieces just for the website. The only other radio station doing it really is Absolute Radio. Few of the other commercial radio stations are sort of doing it, but not on the scale that we're doing it. So we're sort of pushing the boundaries a bit. And also, I mean, in the future, we want to do drama, we want to do comedy as well, and sort of take a bite out of the BBC, because, again, commercial radio just doesn't do it. They don't want to put it on the air. But this is our way of doing it and finding that niche market. It's also really good for people trying to get into the industry. It's so hard to get into the radio industry and get a job. And many people will find out, doing the work experience and stuff is great. But at the end of it, you've done a week and you go home. What we're able to do here, and luckily we have many volunteers who like to come in, week out, and produce something for us that goes on our website. It's great for their CV. And in the long run, we want to be paying them for it as on a sort of freelance contract. But at the moment, they're coming in, they're volunteering and taking up their time. But it is such great experience for them. And obviously, it helps us out as well.
Sounds like you're going everywhere with it.
We're trying to get everywhere. I mean, we didn't want to put our eggs in one basket, really. I mean, it's great to have the sort of the showbiz news every week and the weekly news and celebrity interviews that we already do and stuff. But things like Screen Talk, so we're doing film reviews. We've got Curtain Call, which is a weekly roundup of all the theatre goings on. Board and Buses, as I mentioned before. We've got our World of Football podcast, which is we actually have an Aldershot footballer comes in every month and we chat to him. Live Sessions is a monthly roundup of all the local music in the area. And it's just building and building. And it's still a work in progress, but we're getting it right. More and more. The last live sessions, and obviously live sessions is where it started from, but I uploaded this month's live sessions podcast on Friday, and today, which is five days later, we've had over 1,000 listens. So it's getting out there, and hopefully it's just going to progress, and the more people hear about it, the more people are going to want to get involved.
So you see podcasts as the way forward for radio?
I would say it's a different route. I wouldn't say it's the future of radio, because live radio, there's nothing better than live radio. I mean, there literally isn't. And I think anybody who works in radio can tell you that the buzz of being on the air, the instancy of it, and, you know, you're not going to get live travel reports or news on a podcast. And that's why people listen to live radio. And it's just the randomness as well. You can't see what's coming up next. You don't know what song's going to come on next, and you don't know what they're going to be talking about. So live radio will always have a place. Podcasting is just a way of using the technology that we have to give our listener more content than we're able to on the air. And they can pick and choose what they want to. If they're interested in football, they can listen to a podcast about football. But if they don't want to, they don't have to listen to it. And that's the difference between live radio and podcasting. But it is going to get bigger. And obviously more people are able to do it at home now as well. People can record something on their computer at home, edit it and put it on iTunes. Anyone can do it. And it's just sifting out the talent, basically, and picking up on the ones that are doing a good job and bringing them into a professional environment and progressing them and making them better.
Where would you like to see the podcast directory in a year's time?
In a year's time, I want the podcast directory to be at the front of everything we do at Eagle. Every time we do something on Eagle, I want the podcast directory to be the second to it. So basically, if we have a big event, we do a podcast and people listen to it, which is happening now. But I want it to be that we're getting 2,000-3,000 people at least for every podcast that we do. I also want sponsorship is a big thing for us as well, because at the moment we're doing this all off our own backs. And we're not producing any money for it because we haven't got it sponsored yet. We're still working out the business model for how we're actually going to get sponsorship onto it. And obviously we don't want to bombard with people with loads of adverts either. So it's getting the right contrast between it. But once we start getting them sponsored, it means that we have the money to be able to pay our producers as well and give them a little bit more credit and incentive to be able to do a good job for us. So that's where I want it to be, and hopefully it will just add to our revenue stream, but just add a better listening experience for our listeners as well.
That's fantastic. Thanks very much, Stuart.